Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. my name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for September 26th through October 2nd, 2022. Hard to believe that we are nearing the end of October. I know here in the Northern Hemisphere where I am, it's the start of autumn. And for those that are watching the Southern Hemisphere, I know you do. It's kind of, you know, you're waking up to me in, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, and all the areas around there. But it's the start of spring. But that said, here we are, at least here I am in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm outside the New York City area, and we gather live every week to look at the astrology. And something you hear me say every week is that the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. You gotta show up. The astrology showing up, you gotta show up too. And astrology is energy. It's the energy of time, symbolic time, archetypical time, how we live time. And we just left Virgo season. And Virgo season, you know, by no coincidence, is the season where we gather, we harvest, we prepare. Because we're preparing for the colder nights and the winter to come. And now we're in Libra season as of last week. And so this is a time where we have to connect with other people. If you know your astrology, Libra is sort of the midpoint of the astrological wheel. And it means that we've crossed over into the top half of the zodiac. It's about the world outside of us. And so we've been cultivating the last 6 months, working our way through Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. So we can get to the point where we need to interact, socialize, make connection. It's no coincidence that Libra's symbol is the scales because it reminds us that life needs balance. I know that that's sort of this word that we always use around Libra, like, balance. And it's one of those words that sometimes, because we say it so often, we really forget why it is about balance. And yes, equal day, equal night, it's the equinox, you know, the start of Libra season. But balance in the fact that our lives needs equity, it needs to sort of be in balance, needs to be in order. And that's what we were doing in Virgo season. We were getting things in order so that here we are in Libra season and we can have things in balance. Because when things are in balance, our lives can flow, hopefully. And, you know, as we record this, as I record this, we're right off the Libra new moon. We just had a Libra new moon last evening, at least here, again, New York City area. It was 5:55 p.m. And so we're still in those energies of renewal. So we have to talk about the new moon this week, even though technically it was last week. And this new moon, it ushered us into Libra season. It says that it's time to plant seeds. It's time to turn our attention to the other people in our life, to, you know, check in on our relationships. How are they doing? Do they need attention? Do they need work? Do they need nourishing? Do we need new relationships? Do we need to cultivate new connection, whether it's partnership or even romantic connection? Because we always think of Libra as this sign of romantic connection, and archetypically, yes, but it's about connection in general. Again, we cannot do life alone, so this is sort of your mantra as you go into the next 4 weeks. It's like, I can't do life alone, so how do I reach out to people? How do I ask for help? How do I go back to old relationships? How do I create new relationships? There's, with this Libra new moon that we just had, there's some really bold but also very subtle energy, and this is the energy that we're bringing into this week. We'll go back and talk about that in a moment. But before I get too far, I just want to reintroduce myself. My name is Katie Sweetman. I'm an astrologer and psychic medium here in the New York City area. We gather every week to look at the astrology, and this is why I want you all to become more participatory with the astrology, because it's an energy, and sometimes we get blocked and stuck, and the energy can pass us by, but we have to be active with the energy. We have to give it a place to flow. Sometimes we have to be receptive with the energy and allow it to come to us. We have to do that dance of creation. But yeah, this is Empowering Astrology. This is your look at the astrology for September 26th through October 2nd, 2022. So let's talk Libra new moon real quickly. I did a whole, you know, every new moon, full moon, I write about the lunation. It's always on my website, empoweringastrology.com, so you can read the full sort of the full rundown. And also, you know, we go through the astrology through each of the 12 signs. What does this mean for you? But you can find the link to my new moon report in the show notes. But something that I want to point out is that right now Venus, the ruler of Libra season, is in Virgo. It's not going to be in Virgo for much longer. In fact, it's going to go into Libra this week on September 29th. But you know, with the Venus in Virgo, there's sort of this, we're not quite moving forward with the season. Virgo represents Libra's 12th house. It represents the end and sort of where we have to sort of detach from the things that have made us suffer, the things that we have overly identified with, that we've made a part of our ego, but also open up to our spirituality, forgiveness, compassion, release. And so, yes, this is a season about relationships and connection, but it's also a season where we have this lens, courtesy of the new moon, where we have to go back and look at the past. We have to be acutely aware, and that's the thing I say acutely, because this Venus in Virgo made something called an opposition to Neptune. So this is there's a little bit of emotional edge to this new moon. Neptune can push and pull at our feelings, things that feel very old, unhealed, things that we also have an opportunity to heal and to let go and to find redemption. I know that's a big word, but sometimes that's the story arc that we're on, and we meet a Neptune transit, and it's this moment to really release and let go and find redemption. So Venus is opposite Virgo, and we have to do some work with this Libra new moon. Yes, it's about new relationships or tending to existing relationship and partnerships, but first we have to do some work. We have to make space within ourselves for something new to come in. And maybe that's sometimes we're always like, yeah, no, I want a relationship, you know, why is it not happening? But there's something else that's occupying real estate. So this is a new moon that gives us an opportunity to let something go of the past. But this is also a new moon that has this really bold opposition to Jupiter. This is a new moon that wants adventure and fun and exploration and connection. So there's sort of this duality in this new moon. This new moon happens 4 weeks. I think I actually mentioned this last week. It happens 4 weeks before we have a solar eclipse in Scorpio. And I'm going to kind of keep coming back to this point because it's important. When we get about a month out from a solar eclipse, we start to feel the eclipse energy, especially if you are that sign or you are the sign opposite. So in this case, Scorpio, Taurus. The solar eclipse is going to occur on October 25th at 2 degrees of Scorpio. And sometimes the story can start to come in. And I'm mentioning that because this week the moon does go through Scorpio. It goes through Scorpio the end of Tuesday, throughout Wednesday into Thursday. And I want you all to pay attention because, and it's not to make any prediction and something's going to happen, no, but the themes are starting to present themselves in our lives. And a Scorpio new moon says that over a 6 month period, so this is from October 25th of 2022, all the way to that Aries new moon solar eclipse on April 20th of 2023, that this 6 month period is through the lens of Scorpio. And I'm saying this as a Scorpio. This is just real talk. It's not an easy sign because it's a sign that's designed for us to face ourselves, to face our deepest emotions, our deepest desires, the parts of ourselves that we only open up to a trusted few. Scorpio energy is the type of energy that you bring with you when you, let's say, go to therapy or you do your transformation work or you do your deep healing. But Scorpio energy also can sometimes, like, letting things go. You know, Scorpio, as it stands in contrast to Taurus, which is where the lunar eclipse on November 8th is going to be, These are two very powerful signs. They're two of the four fixed signs. And you know, Taurus is about the bloom of life, the renewal of life after winter and after the first of spring. Then Scorpio is about the decay of life. And that's a lens, and like I said, real talk, that's a lens in which we are looking at life over the next six months, and sort of this realization, sometimes poignant realization, that not everything lasts. Some things do leave our lives, things do end, things do die. Now that's a strong word. There's no coincidence that we celebrate Halloween or Day of the Dead, or we celebrate the ancestors while the sun's in Scorpio, because Scorpio represents the midpoint between the solstice, the winter solstice, and the equinox. And you get to, historically, it's mid Scorpio, 15 Scorpio, although Halloween does not line up with 15 Scorpio anymore because of the precession of the equinox. But that's where we sort of get to that hinge point where we're preparing for the days to get darker and darker and darker. So it's a kind of a intense lens for us to look at our lives over a 6 month period. We'll have to talk about this more. I'm also doing a webinar. I do a webinar every time for the eclipse season. So if you want the deep dive into these eclipses, October 25th and November 8th of those two eclipse dates, it's usually about 90 minutes, but if I'm being honest, it usually runs to about 2 hours. It's a 2 hour presentation on why these eclipses are so important. What are eclipses? What do they mean for you? And how these eclipses are part of a story that, you know, brings us back to November of 2021, that first eclipse on November 19th. We had a solar eclipse in Taurus on April 30th of 2022, and we had a lunar eclipse in Scorpio on May 16th. So these are all connected moments. Even the eclipses to come in 2023 are connected moments. So that link is on my website. This is the webinar is on October 22nd, Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern. I always record my webinars so you can watch the video at your leisure. Typically, you know, there are a lot of people like to watch it live, but I get it. We all live in different parts of the world, different time zones. We got busy schedules, but that webinar will be in the show notes on my website, empoweringastrology.com. It's on October 22nd at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So yeah, we're getting into eclipse season. So we're going to talk more and more about this, get you ready for eclipse season. And just completely unrelated, I was on Instagram and I saw somebody like kind of doing like an OMG post, how there's seven planets retrograde. And we have to have a little bit of a chat, because first, if you've heard me talk about Mercury retrograde, Mercury turns retrograde 3 to 4 times a year for 3 to 4 weeks at a time. Jupiter turns retrograde 4 months out of the year, and Uranus, Neptune, Pluto turn retrograde 5 months out of the year. So it is very common for us to have multiple outer planets retrograde. So it's not uncommon for there to be a large amount of retrograde planets. It doesn't mean your life has to grind to a halt. The only personal planet that's retrograde right now, personal meaning personal planets are Mercury, Mars, and Venus. It's Mercury. It turns direct on October 2nd, this week, Sunday. Jupiter and Saturn are what are called, like, they're societal planets, they're causal planets. They deal with life at a much larger level, law and order, structure, sort of these larger growth points in our lives, knowledge, wisdom. These are not personal planets. And again, they spend most of the year retrograde. And then Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. They are what are called evolutionary planets. Nobody knew anything about Uranus, Neptune, Pluto until after 1780 or 81. I always forget when Uranus was discovered by a telescope. So these are newer, air quotes, newer, 200 years ago, newer additions to astrology. So they don't work on the same level as the other planets. So that's just my little hot take on you know, believe what you want to believe. Everybody's got their own opinion. Live your life. Don't just, if you're going to listen to me at all, don't let your life grind to a halt, even during Mercury retrograde. But just use it. Use it wisely. Sit with it. Reflect on it. A lot of people, yes, are born with retrograde planets in their chart. I was born with Venus retrograde. Trust me, I can tell you woe is me stories about Venus retrograde. But that's not the point. If you have a personal planet in your chart retrograde, it means you got to do some deeper work on that planet. I got to do some deeper work on my Venus and Scorpio. Maybe you have Mercury retrograde when you're born. You're working on your voice. Or you're working on relationships. Or you're working on action. Mars retrograde. So anyway, that's my quick soapbox about apparently 7 retrograde planets and the world is ending. But it's okay. We're all going to be okay. So let's talk about the astrology of this week, September 26th through October 2nd, 2022, starting with, I sort of alluded to it already, Sun opposite Jupiter. So this is the point of the year where Jupiter is farthest from the Sun. Sun is the self, Sun is the ego, Sun is the light and the life of astrology. So often when you have an opposition to Jupiter, there's a sense of confidence, overconfidence, but there is this drive to really profess and to share a point of view, to share wisdom and knowledge. Maybe that's why I got in my soapbox about retrograde planets. But it's a time when on the good side of things, we're really embodying Jupiter. Jupiter is sort of the planet that opens up our eyes to the world. Imagine you lived your whole life and all you know is the tiny town that you're in. Sometimes that happens and you have no idea about the world out there. So Jupiter says, well, you can learn about the world through religion, law, philosophy, knowledge, higher education. So these are planets that really are, this is a planet in this case, that really wants us to open up our eyes to the world, to seek, explore, find answers, find truth, find faith. So this is a week where we're really feeling that push and pull between the Sun and Jupiter. The Sun is in Libra, Jupiter presently is in Aries, although it'll dip back into Pisces at the end of October. That's for later. Also, Venus makes a trine to Pluto. So Venus is on its way out of Virgo. It made an opposition to Neptune late last week. Now it's making a trine to Pluto. This kind of gives a little bit of some transformation, reformation, power, and pizzazz. There's kind of a magnetic energy to Venus and Pluto in aspect. It can be very seductive, it can be very sexy, it can be very charming and powerful, and it lends that energy to this recent Libra new moon that we had. But it does give us a chance to, again, transform and reform as we go into the coming weeks of the lunar month. Then on the 28th of September, this is Wednesday, we have Mars trine Saturn. So Mars is going to be in Gemini. You've heard me talk about this. It's going to be in Gemini all the way until March 25th of 2023. That's actually a very long time for Mars to be in one sign. And because Mars is going to turn retrograde on Halloween. So Mars is going to make a couple of trines to Saturn, which is an Aquarius, air sign trine, between these two planets. And so Mars and Saturn, they want to build, they want to construct, they want to be ambitious. It's in an air sign, so this is more about ideas, information. We're building connection, we're building our wisdom and knowledge and our intelligence. We're thinking about systems and networks, but also our friends, our community, sort of the structure of our community. Mars is going to, again, turn retrograde. That's at the end of October. We've got time. We'll talk about that later next month. But Mars is going to be in Gemini at the time of the solar eclipse on October 25th. So that Gemini is going to get a lot of attention over the next 6 months, but particularly around the end of the year as we go into November with that solar eclipse. So there is this sort of push and pull, and especially with Mars, in Gemini, which is Libra's ninth sign, to really share our wisdom and knowledge this week to share our point of view, hopefully to share our point of view compassionately and not sort of, you know, in that sort of knee-jerk way. But, you know, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What's your conviction? What's your truth? And that's one of the things that Mars is pointing at this week. It can also point to foreign travel, journeys, exploration, the need to find answers and find answers in a lot of different places. Also, publishing and media, in case that's relevant for you. Also this week, and this is sort of the headliner, Venus goes into Libra. So as you heard me say earlier, Venus has been in Virgo. If we're looking at the astrology through a very classical lens, I think it's important to do that from time to time. Venus is not at home in Virgo. Venus, it's what it's called the fall. It's in its fall because it's in its dignity, it's in its exaltation in Pisces. So Venus in its fall, it can't quite work the way that it typically wants to work. Venus is all charm, it's all beauty, it's all, you know, there's, you know, Venus is a planet that sort of wants to lounge and to graze. There's nothing wrong with that. It's delightful. But in Virgo, Venus has to serve. It has to help other people. It has to pay attention to the details. So it's a place that Venus is not historically, traditionally, at home in. And that doesn't mean that it can't work. It just has to work differently. That said, when Venus gets into Libra on the 29th of September, it gives strength, it gives dignity to the season. It also says that maybe the seeds that we planted around the new moon that haven't quite shown themselves, they're now starting to show themselves because it gets the strength and it gets the power of Venus going in its own sign. A planet in its own sign, it has a lot of strength in the chart. Or strength in the sky. And maybe this is my IT background, but you can't look at every planet the same way. It's like some planets have more power in the sky, some planets don't. And you have to see who is leading the story, who's got the power in the sky. And so we started Libra season last week, but we sort of started it with one foot in the past because Venus was in Libra's 12th house. So we're going to see a little bit of shift in the astrological weather once Venus goes into Libra on the 29th. When it goes into Libra, it's going to start to make an opposition to Jupiter. So we already had the Sun opposite Jupiter this week, but Venus opposite Jupiter, it can exaggerate Venusian qualities of enjoying the nicer things in life, for kind of being a little bit lazy, not picking on Libra, for wanting luxury and indulgence and pleasure. And a lot of this is happening through relationship and connection. So the good side is that we're really enjoying life as we go into the end of the week. The other side of this is that, you know, maybe we're overdoing it. So don't overdo it. Use a little bit of some discernment. And maybe that's the good thing, is that Mercury is still in Virgo as we go into the weekend. But Mercury does turn direct on October 2nd at 24 degrees of Virgo. So Virgo, as you heard me say a few moments ago, is the 12th sign of Libra. So Mercury is the voice of the chart. It's how we, the voice of the sky. It's how we think and listen and learn. And we've had to go back to something. We've had to go back to something hidden, 12th. And maybe this is something intuitive hidden, or maybe a piece of information that we haven't seen, or maybe it's been in our blind spot. But the Mercury turning direct gives us a new point of view, maybe a flash of insight. Mercury is opposite Neptune, so sometimes with the Mercury-Neptune aspects, we just need to make sure that just because it looks great, is it really great? You know, Libra is the sign of, you know, sort of that aesthetic and style and design. It's the veneer. But sometimes that's what Scorpio season teaches us. It's like, what's behind the veneer? And so really pay attention to what's being revealed to you as Mercury turns direct on October 2nd. That's the astrology for this week. So let's look at what this means for each the 12th sign, starting with Aries. Aries, you just had a new moon in your seventh sign of relationships, so this is your personal time in your zodiac calendar to focus on other people. This includes your primary relationships, whether you are in a committed partnership, long-term relationship, a marriage, or all connection. And with Mars, your planet, it's going to be in Gemini a really long time. There continues to be a lot of focus on travel, information, ideas, learning. And maybe you have a lot to say, and maybe you have a lot to say to somebody else. And so something needs to be said, especially as Mercury turns direct. But that said, this is really about relationships right now. See how things shift when Venus goes into Libra on the 29th of September, because that's going to really put a lot of power and strength and dignity, and that's a traditional term, on the season. And maybe if you're not in a relationship, this is a beautiful window for something to come in. You have Jupiter in Aries. You're feeling a little bold. You're feeling a little confident. Perhaps you're a bit chatty and a little witty with Mars in Gemini. But that said, you know, Mars is making a square to Saturn this week. Really use this to build and construct, to work on friendships and relationships. But that said, this is about relationships for you, Aries, and really, as we start to talk about October's astrology in the next week or so, starting to prepare for the bigger shifts and changes that are coming in October, November, that really focus on money, income, material stability, and material security, intimacy, and vulnerability. Taurus. So, Taurus, Venus is your planet. It's been in Virgo the last, 3-4 weeks, and it's going to go into Libra, which is what's called your sixth sign. So anytime your planet changes either directions or changes sign, it really speaks to the rhythm and flow of your life. And so for you, Libra is about your health, your wellness, how you take care of your body, your duties and responsibilities. And it's time for you to sit in the command seat of life. And it's now, Libra season. We just had the Libra new moon. And it's been a bit of a rough patch for Taurus, if I'm being completely honest, because there's just so much astrology happening for Taurus right now. So I think that there's this need to sort of clean up, get organized, get back to schedule, focus on sort of the details right now. You do have Jupiter in your 12th, and maybe you could use some faith. I mean, you need some faith to sort of get you through all the ups and downs of life. And certainly with the eclipses and sort of all the, you know, Saturn square Uranus and that we've had over the past couple of years, a lot of things have changed. Mars is your relationship planet, is making a square to Saturn. So this is a good time to, as you start to take care of your day-to-day life, to also take care of relationships and to build and construct for the future. This is a little bit of a kind of getting ahead of myself, Taurus, but you do have Saturn rounding out its time. It's got 6 more months left in your 10th sign of career, worldly duties and worldly responsibilities, your professional life, and use this energy to really kind of get things, again, organized, to focus on your professional life, to network, to make alliances, to connect with people. But your Saturn is going to turn direct in your 10th on October 23rd. So it's like that last big push to really either get clear about what you want to be, air quotes, when you grow up, or sort of the bigger goals and ambitions that you are building and becoming right now, Taurus. Gemini, Libra is an air sign. You are an air sign. So this is your season to really connect to that element. Air is about exchange, relationship, partnership, ideas, information. Things cannot stay stagnant. They have to be shared. That's what, you know, Taurus, the sign that comes before you, teaches you. It's like you sort of gather everything, but you can't hold on to it forever. So a lot of movement happening in your life. You have Mars in Gemini. You're going to have Mars in Gemini all the way until March of 2023. So you've got a lot to say. You've got, maybe you're feeling a bit bold and a bit confident. Maybe you could use it. And I know Mercury has been retrograde. It retrograded from your fifth, which is sort of really expressing who you are and your talents, gifts, and abilities. I went back into the fourth. And so this has been a time where you had to pull back a little bit. You had to get back to home, your base of security, your emotional core, and the things that really nourish you. So when Mercury turns direct, really pay attention to the themes that are coming up. Because as it turns direct at 24 degrees of Virgo, it's doing so in an opposition to Neptune. And this is something that Gemini has going on for a very long period of time. It's a 14-year transit of Neptune and Pisces, your 10th, your career. And so this sort of this reminder, Gemini, that you could be the most powerful person in the world. You can make the most money. But with with Neptune as part of this long transit, you're in this phase of life where it better feeds your soul. And so how do you align what is inside of you with what you are in the world and the work that you do and sort of the integrity of what you do in the world? And maybe there's been a lot of soul searching. I know that's been a big theme for Gemini over the past year, a lot of soul searching, like, who am I? Where am I going? What does this all mean? Do I feel aligned with all this? Is it just for money and a paycheck, or is it something more? So when Mercury goes back into Libra next month, it's like, how do you get, who you are deep down in the core of who you are in alignment with what you're putting out there in the world? I mean, I realize that's a big statement, and this is probably not the only time you're going to really come to the statement, but it's certainly coming up. Right now, Libra season for you is this time for you to sort of get back to who you are. You do have Jupiter in your sign of friends and communities. There's sort of this dynamic energy that's happening between you and other people, sharing your talents, gifts, and abilities with the world. Cancer. Cancer, Libra is your fourth sign. So you've sort of come to the part of your zodiac calendar where the energies are about coming home, putting down roots, focusing on your household, your living situation, your home environment. With this Libra new moon, maybe you're preparing for a move, maybe somebody's moving in, maybe somebody's moving out, or maybe it's time to just really focus on the nest, so to speak. With Venus, Venus has been in your third, so there's been a lot of gathering, sorting, sort of weighing your options, getting new perspectives, new ideas. Venus goes into your fourth on the 29th and sort of really gives power and strength to this season. There is a lot of dynamic energy that's happening between your 10th career, your status, your place in the world, your ambitions, and your home. So it's like you need to make sure your home base is really solid and grounded and supporting you, because while Jupiter is in Aries, it's not going to be that much longer. It's really pushing you out in the world. It's opening you up to new possibilities. You will have an Aries full moon in October. We'll talk about that. I think it's the 10th of October. And that's the time when your professional life is in the spotlight. Mars is your career planet, and Mars is continuing to make a lot of support from Saturn. But do keep in mind that as Mars prepares for its retrograde at the end of October, there's something about your professional life that's going to need a second look or a reevaluation of the direction that you're taking everything in. Leo, Libra season for you is about your voice. It's about communication, ideas, information, how you speak, listen, and learn, and even as you weigh your options. This place in your chart that talks about choice. So with Venus in your second, there's been sort of this story around the value of what you have to say, the value of what you have to think, how you invest in your education. How do you invest in sort of gaining new ideas and new perspectives, and even travel? sense of travel and movement with this time in your personal zodiac calendar. But when Venus goes into the third, it's going to be a really busy October. And, you know, especially when Mercury finally gets, you know, direct, and then it gets back into Libra in October. So you're probably going to be a bit busy. That said, you are, and I said this sometime in the introduction, we're a month out from the solar eclipses, and there's going to be a lunar eclipse in the beginning of November. And I want you to start to pay attention, Leo, because these eclipses are really focused on home, family, your living situation. Maybe there's a move. Maybe there's a need to focus on your household or who is living with you and who's not living with you. Maybe it's not a physical move. It's an internal move. It's something about the past, memory, family, roots, parents, and maybe sometimes the duties and responsibilities that parents need from us. But that said, you know, that's where a lot of things are going to start brewing. And then you're going to have the lunar eclipse in November, which is in your career. We have a lot of time to talk about that, but I really want to put it on your radar, Leo, because this is a time where it's like the four corners of your life are really hot. You've got Saturn in your seventh, which is about relationships. You're coming up to the end of this 3-year in total story about building relationship and connection, putting things back into balance, especially if a partnership is not working, or starting a new serious relationship, or in general, really getting a more mature look on your relationship with relationships. But that said, you know, when Venus, is one of your major planets, change of signs, you're going to feel that in your career as we're preparing for this time about your career and changes in your professional life. And maybe with Venus going through Libra throughout the month into October, it's about gaining new perspective in your professional life. But Venus is going to be part of that solar eclipse. It's going to be exactly part of that solar eclipse in October 25th. So powerful new beginnings in your professional life are on the horizon, Leo. Virgo. Hey, Virgo, your planet is Mercury, and Mercury is about to turn direct. So it's been in Virgo. Hey, that's your sign. I think since last week, I can't remember when it dipped in, it was the week before, but it will turn direct on October 2nd, and it turns direct at 24 degrees of Virgo. Here's the thing, Virgo, you know, every few months, Mercury turns retrograde, so it's not a big idea. It's a time when, classically, you can't push forward. You have to intuit and analyze instead of push out and be active with your thinking and doing. That said, Mercury turning direct gives your life sort of that more that forward push. But Mercury is turning direct in an opposition to Neptune. So there's sort of this story that's present throughout this retrograde period, but particularly around the direct period, about relationships and sort of your connection with other people. Sometimes your complicated connections with other people. Neptune is an evolutionary planet, so you're sort of, I think, like a decade into this story about really transforming and evolving and cleaning, purifying, I mean that more in a spiritual sense, your relationship with relationships. But pay attention to what's coming up around the direct station. Maybe something's revealing, maybe you're seeing something differently, maybe that sort of compassionate love we have for other people where we will be of service, of course will help. That's the beauty of being a Virgo, is that we do it, you know, just out of that sense of duty and obligation, hopefully a positive duty and obligation. But the Neptune opposition says, don't sacrifice yourself. You can be of service, but don't make yourself a servant for other people. That said, the Libra new moon ushered in a new period that takes you into the end of October about money, income, your material stability, your material security. So you're really focused on investments and spending and how much you have. And this is not necessarily about money. because resource and wealth comes in a lot of different forms. And maybe this is a time for you to gather what you need. And because it's Libra, it's relational, and it's how do you get what you need from other people. But that said, we've got Mars trine Saturn this week, really continue to build relationships. Saturn's starting to wrap up its time in your sign of health and wellness. So really use the Mars trine Saturn to look at the relationship between, how you take care of your health, how you take care of your wellness, but also projects and the need to really focus on getting projects moving along in your life. Scorpio. So we are a month out from a Scorpio solar eclipse. This is the first Scorpio solar eclipse in probably 9 years. I don't know the exact date. Yes, we had a lunar eclipse back in May. We will have another Scorpio lunar eclipse in May of 23, but this is the only solar eclipse. So a solar eclipse is a new beginning. It's a new moon that happens to also be in alignment with the ecliptic. And if you've been paying attention, the south node of the moon has been in Scorpio since middle of January. With the south node, sirens, with the south node in Scorpio, this has been a time in your life where it's been doing a lot of deep work, a lot of reflection, a lot of complicated emotions. It hasn't been easy. Mars is your planet, and it continues to be in the eighth, and it will be in the eighth until March of 2023. And you're thinking, if you know your astrology, hey, I'm a Scorpio, the eighth, I know the eighth. Well, the eighth is the place where we are tested by life. And yes, you may be a Scorpio, but you are certainly leading your way through the eighth right now, and life maybe isn't easy. This is just real talk, Scorpio. Life is asking you to be very on brand at the moment, to transform, to reform, to let go, to look at your relationship with power and control, intimacy, vulnerability. How do you even talk about the most deepest things in your heart and your soul right now? But because we're a month out from the eclipses, pay attention to what's starting to come up, because it's really preparing you for October and November, as well as Saturn turning direct on October 23rd. That said, rest. I'm saying rest because Libra season, Libra is the last sign in your personal zodiac calendar. So it represents the end of the journey, the end of the air quotes life. And this is the space where your physical life and your spiritual life begin to divide. And there's a need to sort of let things go. And so this is the season where you get a little bit existential. You get a little bit reflective. Sometimes you get the sort of the pre-birthday blues. It's natural. But this is a time to really reflect and to rest and to prepare, because it's intense astrology as we go into October and November. But, you know, with Venus leaving Virgo, it's really going to amplify this time to let go and to rest. And this is just me being a traditional astrologer for a moment. Protect your health, take your vitamins. Maybe you need extra sleep. It's okay. It's very normal. And we will talk about the eclipses throughout next month. Sagittarius. So your planet's Jupiter, and Jupiter continues to be in your fifth sign. The fifth sign has been opening you since, I think it was May, like May 15th, May 13th. Open you to expressing who you are, to find the joy and passion of life. And if you're scratching your head, Sagittarius, joy and passion. Joy and passion is incredibly important because it fuels who we are, it fuels our life, it fuels our earthly life, and it fuels our work. And what happens when we get burnt out? So this has been a time for you to really go back and nourish that flame that is inside of you. And something as a Sagittarius, a fire sign, is your role of really holding the torch for the rest of the zodiac and showing people the way and showing people possibility. And with the sun opposite Jupiter, the sun is in Libra right now, and Libra is your 11th sign, which is about friends, community, your social circle, society, humanity, but is also a sign that opens you to the world. And so this is a week for you to profess, for you to really share your talents, gifts, and abilities, for you to really share all the wisdom and knowledge that Sagittarius is famous for. Venus is leaving your career sign. It's going into your sign of friends and communities. This is a time to really renew your connection with your community, your social circle. Mercury is a major planet in your astrology. It is retrograde until the 2nd, so maybe your professional life hasn't quite gotten the juice, or maybe relationships have kind of fallen back a little bit. But Mercury will go direct on October 2nd. I will say that it does make that opposition to Neptune. So that's that need to really release, let go, sort of reconcile the human needs versus the needs of the divine Neptune. Maybe see things in a different lens than you've been seeing them. But this will sort of get things moving in two of the key areas of your life. Capricorn, so Saturn is your planet. It continues to be in your second sign of money and income. This continues to be this very broad 3-year period of your life where it's about value and worth. What are you investing in? What are you buying? What are you gathering? This is not just about money, but it's your access to resource and to that need to create material stability and material security in your life. And so as you come to that last 6 months, especially when Saturn turns direct on October 23rd, like, what have you learned? Because after the end of October, it's the home stretch. Then you go into a very different season of life when Saturn changes signs in March of 2023. It goes into Pisces. But that said, you know, and this is me sort of getting you prepared for October, November, because Saturn is going to be in a bit of a tense square with Uranus. It's not like 2021 where it was exact, but it's pretty damn close. But with that energy, especially the energy of eclipses, this is really pushing and pulling at your life and sort of reforming and transforming some key areas. Certainly about what do you believe in, what do you value, what do you think is true, your sense of self, your sense of how you express who you are, your relationships, your community, your friends, your social circle. So things are kind of start to amp up as you go into October. That said, Libra is your career sign. This is really focusing you on your professional life. Venus, when it leaves Virgo and it goes into Libra on the 29th, it really gives strength to your professional life. So use the next 4 weeks, you know, give or take, to really launch yourself out in the world, to gain that perspective, gain that attention, to plant new seeds in your professional life, and also to start something new, including getting a job or making a career change. Aquarius, so Saturn is your planet. It is rounding out its time in Aquarius. We've got 6 more months left of Saturn being in your sign. This has been a heavier time because the bar has been set higher for you. You've been in this new chapter. It's been about self-reliance, self-authority. It's the start of a long journey, a 30-year journey. Yeah, I know that's a crazy amount of time. Don't overthink it. But this long chapter that's going to take you over the next few decades. And so the past 2 years have been about preparing. The thing that's been hard is that your planet, Saturn, has been in this tense square with Uranus. And so this is, you've been seeing changes in your home environment. You've been seeing changes in where you live, or sort of even that internal sense of habitation within. But this is, you know, as you go into October, it's going to really push and pull at key areas of your life, especially around the time of the eclipses, October 25th, November 8th. Saturn, your planet, will turn direct on October 23rd. So you're rounding out this more reflective phase instead of this active phase. That said, Libra is your sign of wisdom, knowledge. It's how you see the world, is that push to see the world, whether you are hopping on a plane, whether you are in a university class or registering or reading all the books that you can, you know, get your hands on. But this is a time for you to get very clear about what you believe in, what your truth is, what your convictions are, and what you stand for. And maybe you even have a lot of opinions at this time. When Venus gets into Libra on the 29th, this is really giving a lot of power and authority and strength to this time. And maybe you're feeling restless. You want to get out of the house. You want to see the world. You want to travel. Or maybe you want to immerse yourself in different cultures through the comfort of your own home. But that said, Mars is one of your key planets. It talks about your career. Think about that for a second. And it's getting a supportive trine from Saturn. Hey, that's you. Throughout the week. So I would use this wisely, and maybe you're a little bit tired. I get it, Aquarius. But this is a time for you to really, you know, push yourself, push your sense of your professional life, your goals and your ambitions, because you have the support of Saturn. Last but not least, Pisces. Sorry, I had to think about it. It's been a long week. So Pisces, Jupiter is your planet. It continues to be in your second sign of money and income. Keep in mind that Jupiter at the end of October is going to go back into Pisces. Hey, that's your sign. You've been in sort of this, you know, time that began in 2021 about new beginnings. You started this 12-year cycle. And so there's sort of that fresh, you know, okay, we're moving forward. It's a new chapter in your life. And then Jupiter went into Aries back in May. And this has been a time for you to sort of consolidate things and invest in things and focus on money and income and your material life. But then Jupiter goes back into Pisces until the end of this year, and so the need to really get back to something from the past and to tie up loose ends. I'm getting ahead of myself. Libra season for you focuses you on your eighth sign. So you have to understand that the zodiac is the wheel of life, meaning that everything that happens in life happens somewhere in the zodiac. So there has to be a place for death, transformation, intimacy, power, control. There has to be a place where you are tested by life. And I know that that might be an intense statement, but imagine a life where nothing happens. Imagine a life where everything is handed to us, where everything's easy. We're not going to grow. And so when you go into the eighth, when you go into Libra season each year, it's about this time where deeper emotions bubble up. You need to go look at something that's deep within. You need to work on yourself. You need to go to therapy or something like that. But really pay attention with the themes, intimacy, power, vulnerability. Venus gets into this space. It's been touching on relationships, and you're in sort of that sense of intimate connection in relationship, whether it's emotional intimacy or sexual intimacy with somebody. And Venus goes into Libra on the 29th, so it really brings in sort of strength and power to this time to really focus on doing your work. Venus is a planet about value and worth, and maybe sort of that anxiety around value and worth that comes up when we feel really vulnerable. That said, there, you know, the eighth traditionally is a space about finance and wealth and assets and benefits and estates. And, you know, with Jupiter in your second, maybe you are doing some estate planning. Maybe you are doing some financial planning. Maybe you are looking at wealth and what do you need and what's of value and what do you want to share with somebody else. And sort of sometimes the messy conversations that come up about money with other people, especially an intimate partner. But that said, you know, Mercury is a key planet in your astrology. It's the planet that talks about your home environment. It also talks about relationships, and it has been retrograde. It was in Libra, so there's sort of this overarching story through the retrograde period about intimacy and vulnerability, and it goes back into Virgo where it is right now, but it turns direct on October 2nd at 24 degrees of Virgo. So there's something about relationships that's coming up. You either need to see something from a different perspective. It's a need to make a decision with somebody. There is that opposition with Neptune. Neptune's in Pisces. Neptune's been in Pisces since 2012. And so how do you find the balance between somebody, but not sacrifice yourself? You know, Pisces is a very giving sign. It's also a sign that tends to see the best in everybody, and that's not always the best because sometimes we can gloss over somebody's humanity. But maybe, you know, as you're sorting through some of these messier stories around intimacy and vulnerability, trust, secrets, and sort of that relationship with other people and really seeing them for who they are. And maybe for some people, doing that helps you to find compassion and forgiveness so you can let something go. So that is your look at the astrology of September 26th through October 2nd, 2022. My name is Katie Sweetman. This has been Empowering Astrology. We've been looking at the astrology to see where you're 50% and the astrology is the other 50%. And how do you show up for this time? Show up for Libra season? How do you connect with people? But you can follow me online on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. A lot of you every week, I know some of you are my clients, you watch every week, which I'm very grateful for. Always fun to see where everybody is watching from, because my Sag rising likes to, you know, explore the world. And I can explore vicariously through you all. But that said, thank you all for joining me. I will see you all next week. Again, we'll keep talking about the eclipses. Don't forget, I've got that webinar coming up on the 22nd of October. Until then, take care. Have a good evening. Bye.